Good evening, Nick Quarkadillis. I want to thank you for adding the extra meeting so that you have time to review the budget. At the last meeting on February 13th, that was the last meeting, there was an extra resolution added to your larger resolution to move elections to November. And in that resolution, you made a commitment very explicitly to make sure that information was provided to the public in an adequate and timely way about finances and the budget. And for whatever reason, I don't believe that has happened. And I find myself now with a whole page of questions to ask about a budget and 3 minutes to ask them. So I'm going to ask for adequate time to ask my questions since there is no other opportunity.
Excuse me, there will be an opportunity when we have a public hearing on the budget.
There will not be another opportunity before you submit it to the county superintendent. And if what you're going to submit to the county superintendent, based on what some of you have said, is going to be something but not accurate, there was even some discussion to the effect that this is really just sort of a joke that we're submitting, I would submit to you that that's inappropriate. And as a member of the public who pays taxes here, I have questions about this budget, and I would like to be able to ask them and get answers before you submit something and make a representation to the county superintendent that this is what our tax levy should be. Number one, I would like to ask, who prepared this budget?
It started back in October, sir, with input from the Facilities and Finance. The current business administrator and I, after meeting with the administrative team in September and October, shared some of the highlights and priorities with the Facilities and Finance. We put together our budget and put that to them in November. And then with a month without a business administrator, we had six meetings, if you count the one this evening, from October till now with the Facilities and Finance Committee.
Does each board member have a full version of the budget?
No, they do not.
They do not. And yet, this was on the agenda for tonight. At what point was the addendum published publicly stating that you would, adding on the item that you would be voting on submitting this to the county superintendent tonight? Was that just added today?
That was added just today.
Okay. So you added the vote to the budget today knowing, rather adding it, you added it to the agenda today knowing that board members individually do not have copies of the budget themselves.
That's correct.
So you expected these members to vote on a budget that they do not have and have not read or seen in any way, shape, or form.
We've had several discussions here.
So I'm not asking you about discussions. I'm asking, you're saying they don't have a copy of the budget.
And so they understood where the priorities were and where they were going, as well as information and input from the administrative team in areas that we'd like to continue.
But they're voting on submitting a specific budget, of paper to
your
the county
minutes
superintendent.
Are up,
correct.
Mr.
And that goes to the Facilities and Finance Committee.
Okay.
And they report out to the board.
Okay. So they don't have copies of it. What I'd like to ask next is...
No, your 3 minutes are up.
No, Mr. Dinkoff, there is no opportunity...
You can come up during the next public
session.
Sir,
you can have
me
removed any way you like. I'm a taxpayer in this town. You have not provided an adequate discussion of what is in the budget that you're going to submit to the county superintendent. You're submitting a legal representation of our tax levy. I have questions. The board has questions. They ask theirs. You're not providing an opportunity for the public to ask you questions about the budget. I have specific items that I would like to talk about that I'd like information about.
Your 3 minutes are up. You can ask another question under the
Mr.
first
Mr. Dinkoff, are you telling me that I may not ask this board questions about the budget that they're to vote and submit to the county superintendent?
I can meet with you and answer those questions.
Is that what you're telling me? Mr. Dinkoff.
I'm calling the Clinton Township Police Department to have you removed from this meeting. So you can start. You can do all the talking you want.
You're going to call the police?
That's right.
Go right on ahead. I'm here to ask questions about...
Don't answer anything.
...a school budget that's being submitted to a county superintendent as a legal binding document of your opinion of what should be charged to taxpayers. In the school choice program... There are overhead costs or there aren't overhead costs that are reflected in this budget?
Yeah, this is Jim Dinkoff. I'm president of the Clinton Township Board of Education. We have a public meeting going on.
Is anyone going to answer this question?
In the auditorium at Clinton Township Middle School. And I have a citizen who is on the mic and will not sit down. We have a board policy and procedure where they're allowed to ask questions for 3 minutes, and this individual will not sit down. So he's disrupting.
Are there overhead costs associated with the school choice program?
Can I have somebody come and have him removed from the auditorium?
Will additional staff be required? And is the cost of that staff reflected in the budget you're submitting to the county superintendent? How much will we net?
My name is Jim Dinkuff, Diaz.
How much will we net from the school choice program once costs, which are represented in the budget to be submitted to the county superintendent, going to reflect?
I have somebody that will not be seated.
Next, how much will this reduce our tax levy by? Next, where is the $247,000 in state aid that the governor delivered to the school district last summer? Is it reflected in this budget?
1741.
The governor's office recently announced that we're getting $872,000 in additional state aid.
Thank you.
Are those funds reflected in this budget? Will those funds be returned to taxpayers? Is that what's going to be submitted to the county superintendent? You have generated $1.6 million, according to this sketch of a budget, in revenue. Last year, you proposed an adequate budget to the voters. And the voters approved that budget, which was considered adequate. It was approved. So you got the money to spend on the budget.
Mr. Corey Dills, can I cut you off for a minute?
Why is that?
I just want to ask my board members. This is a very embarrassing situation. And I'm hesitant to speak up because, you know, it's me speaking and against you speaking and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm a little concerned. Are we okay? I mean, he wants to speak. I don't care if your name was John Smith. I don't care if your name was Mr. Ex-Mayor. I don't care if your name was Peter Gonzalez. I don't care who you are. That's not the issue of why I'm addressing you. And I hope that's not seen otherwise. But does any board member have a problem with this individual asking a question? It's not like we have 50 people here. We just said we're going to have a special meeting on Friday morning, and probably public input is going to be nil at that point. What's the problem with letting the guy, I don't care who it is, let the guy speak?
We're a public body, and there are certain rules and regulations that we should follow as a public body.
But you once said if any board member feels that they want to give a person additional time, they should speak up and ask for it. I don't see an issue of allowing. I don't see an issue of allowing this individual the right to speak.
I would agree. I think needs to be potentially changed by both
he's
parties.
He's a citizen of this community.
He's the only one stepping forward with questions.
Right.
For the record, I'm sorry you're not answering my questions.
I think it's embarrassing as us as a board that we're not allowing this.
This is not the kind of board I think we want to be. We want to be open to the public. We want to hear what they have to say.
I agree.
3 minutes. It exists, you know, if there are problems.
I've been to borough council meetings, and you know what? They don't hold you to the, well, I don't want to say the gun. They don't hold you to the time. They let you speak. I mean, whoever it is, let's put whoever it is beyond him being at the podium. Let's get beyond the individual who's speaking and look at, this is a taxpayer. This is a citizen of our community. He wants to come out here, and he wants to talk. He's asking questions about the budget. He has a right to do that. This is embarrassing. Humiliating, quite frankly.
When we get to our public review of the budget, are we going to cut off our citizens at 3 minutes when this is really their only opportunity to question us on this? I'm not comfortable with this precedent.
I mean, then you call the police. I mean, this is unheard of. This is embarrassing. We're a governing body. Let the individual speak. I don't care who he is. That's not the issue. My gosh. It's embarrassing. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Really. Ashamed of ourselves.